9 after 8, Sly, good morning to you.
Have shown for all of us the smartest thing we've ever done is to be born or to move to Australia. Let's have a look at a couple of the figures just to give you an idea of where we are considering the events which took the life of George Floyd, who died at the hands, or rather of the knee, of a Minneapolis police officer. There are other police officers who were standing around, and of course they're imbued with this view of solidarity. Don't create weakness, and that's why robotically, they just didn't respond when everybody else was saying, "You're killing him." Things that people wouldn't probably understand. The Minneapolis police force, upon which this fellow was a member, it has 800 officers compared to, you know, Victoria's 16,000. The Victoria police chief, Shane Patton, who's just been appointed, it was a seamless handover from the present chief commissioner. The Minneapolis police chief was appointed after the previous one resigned after the shooting of the Australian woman, Justine Damond. Minneapolis has a population of 425,000. It has 48 homicides, so that's about one per 8,800 people. And it's a very safe part of America. Compare that with Melbourne, where it's around about one per 50,000. In the US, we have about 1,100 people die at the hands or guns of police. In Australia, it's around 4. Now, that's the difference there, and that's, of course, the gun culture. Last week, sadly, Victoria Police took the life of a person who was suffering a mental episode. But as in the case in America where the video is so important, in this particular case, it's the same because the body camera from the police will show this poor unfortunate running very quickly with a sharp implement towards the police officer. It got very, very close. And yet they still tried to use non-lethal force in a beanbag shot before they did what they actually had to do to protect themselves, which was sadly shoot him. In the US, there are 17,985 police agencies. In Australia, there's about 20. In Minneapolis, the police training is 16 weeks. In Victoria, it's 31 weeks, but then you continue your training. So it's actually a two-year course, not 16 weeks. In Minneapolis, you can become a sergeant after 5 years. In Victoria, you're still learning. In the US, many police have been trained under what's called warrior training, which is this incredibly aggressive method, which is basically saying kill or be killed. And it's about being so assertive, so aggressive, that anyone that you're dealing with will shrink away in fear. And that, of course, is the gun culture. And in America, they're considering using the military against its own citizens. So I think you can really do establish that in this particular area, we are indeed the lucky country.
Yeah, we are indeed. And you could do a similar comparison with COVID-19 deaths around the world, America included. That we have done an extraordinary job here. Victoria, with 19 deaths, has done an extraordinary job.
Yeah, indeed. And now we're coming out of lockdown. Certain things that we couldn't do, we can, and that includes, of course, fishing. And although some of the criminals breached the laws over this period, in fact, one or a group weren't showing social distancing at an inner suburban bike shop where they broke through the roof and used a fishing line to catch 10 bikes and wheel them up, which gives you the question, if they've got a scooter, would that be considered undersized? Would you have to throw that back? So, you know, it was good to see that they were still using their fishing rods to get a... Well, what's the bag limit on Melbourne Stars? I mean, is it 10?
Have they caught them?
No. Not as yet, but people with time on their hands will always find something to do, I suppose.
Ross is asserting that no one's ever caught COVID-19 or coronavirus outdoors. Is fishing ever done indoors?
Is fishing ever done indoors? Oh, I suppose you could be inside a boat, but no, I don't think that there's it's an indoor activity.
Stay with us, Sly. It's 24 after 8.
So you get to this guy.
Yep.
Is he conscious? What's he doing?
Semi-conscious, and I think that's what saved him as well. He was just about gone. When I grabbed him, it was just like feeling an eel. It was just cold, clammy.
Okay, Sly, who's that?
That is from the latest podcast. That's David Key from the Air Wing. He was an ex-Army Leopard tank commander who joined the police force and went to the Air Wing, and 400 times he went down that little wire to rescue people. And I was talking about the famous Sydney to Hobart storm. And they went out there in the police helicopter and had such a tailwind. They were going 160 kilometres faster than their maximum speed. And he was lowered down. The waves were as big as six-storey buildings, 30 metres. And grabbed this guy. How they ever got him, I'll never know. Dragged him back in. But on the way back, because they were into the headwind, they nearly ran out of fuel and were about to basically throw him and themselves out when they got to the cliff and just had enough juice to land on the footy oval out there. And then, not satisfied with that, they went back and rescued some more people the following day. And years later at Black Saturday, David was lowered into that terrible area where 11 people died to try and rescue some people. But because it was so dangerous, the helicopter had to let him go. So they thought they were all going to die, but the police helicopter and the Channel 9 helicopter were able to guide them through the smoke and flames from above. And as they were leading them out, they had horse floats, they had people, they had dogs, and this sort of menagerie of animals followed them, including kangaroos and deer and so on. And David looked out the window, and this horse was on fire, so he put it out with a bottle of Pepsi Cola.
That's all part of the Naked City podcast. Good on you, Sly.